Lady Bird Readers, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Picture words. Charlie, Grandpa Joe, Mr. Wonka, Augustus Gloop, Veruca Salt, Violet Beauregard, Mike TV, Oompa Loompas, Factory, Golden Ticket, Chocolate Bar, Gates, Coin, Squirrel, Nut, Trash. Charlie lived with his family in a small house. They didn't have much money, and they were always hungry. They lived near Mr. Wonka's famous chocolate factory. Grandpa Joe often told Charlie stories about it. One evening, Charlie's dad read a newspaper. "Mr. Wonka wants 5 children to visit his factory," he said. "There are 5 golden tickets inside 5 chocolate bars. Find a ticket and you can visit the factory." Augustus Gloop found the first golden ticket. "Augustus eats a lot of chocolate," his mother said. Veruca Salt found the second golden ticket. Veruca's father was very rich.
"I bought all the chocolate bars in town," he said.
Violet Beauregard found the third ticket, and Mike TV found the fourth ticket. On Charlie's birthday, his family gave him a chocolate bar. There was no golden ticket inside. It was winter. Charlie was very cold and very thin. He walked past the chocolate factory every day. One day, Charlie found a coin.
"I can buy a chocolate bar," he thought.
He bought a chocolate bar and ate it quickly. It was very good, but there was no golden ticket. Then Charlie bought a second chocolate bar. He opened it and saw a golden ticket. Charlie ran home.
"I have the last golden ticket," he said.
Grandpa Joe was very happy. It was the big day. Charlie and Grandpa Joe went to the chocolate factory. Violet, Augustus, Mike, and Veruca went with their families. Mr. Wonka opened the gates.
"Hello," he said.
"Come inside." In the chocolate room, there were chocolate trees and flowers.
"You can eat them," said Mr. Wonka.
There was a chocolate river, too.
"Look," said Veruca. "There are little people. Who are they?"
"They're Oompa Loompas," said Mr. Wonka. "They work here."
"Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa," said Veruca.
Augustus drank from the chocolate river.
"Stop drinking," said Mr. Wonka. But Augustus didn't stop.
Then he fell into the river. The Oompa Loompas said goodbye to Augustus. The families traveled on the chocolate river in a big boat.
"Mommy, I want a boat," said Veruca.
The families saw lots of candy in the factory.
I love candy, said Violet,
and she took a big purple one.
Don't eat that candy, said Mr. Wonka.
But Violet ate it.
Soon she was a big purple fruit.
The Oompa Loompas took her to make fruit juice. The families went into the nut room.
These squirrels always find the bad nuts, said Mr. Wonka. They throw them in the trash.
Daddy, I want a squirrel, said Veruca.
The squirrels didn't like Veruca. They threw her in the trash. They threw her parents in the trash, too.
Mike TV loved TV.
In the television chocolate room, there was a big TV camera.
This camera sends chocolate bars into people's TVs at home, said Mr. Wonka.
I want to go into a TV, said Mike.
He stood in front of the camera.
Move, said Mr. Wonka.
But Mike didn't move.
Now he wasn't in the room. He was in the TV.
Mr. Wonka said to Charlie,
You're the last child. You won. Well done.
Then Mr. Wonka said,
I love my chocolate factory. Do you love it too?
Yes, said Charlie. It's the best place in the world.
The factory is yours, Charlie, said Mr. Wonka.
Really?
Said Charlie.
Yes, said Mr. Wonka.
You can live here with your family. Charlie, Grandpa Joe, and Mr. Wonka went to tell Charlie's family.
I'm hungry, said Charlie's grandma. Is there something to eat at the factory?
Charlie laughed. Come and see, he said. Lady Bird Readers, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, read by Rihanna Drake. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Text copyright, Lady Bird Books Limited, 2021. All images copyright, The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited and Quentin Blake, 2021.